Welcome to Formula One Plus One, where we break down the fastest sport on the planet into bite-sized episodes. Whether you're a seasoned fan fueled by passion or you've never watched a race in your life and just want to know what all the fuss is about, we welcome you. Get comfortable in your race seat because it's lights out and away we go. Welcome to episode 13. This will be a supplement to the last episode in which I went more in depth into the schedule of a regular race weekend. I'll talk about the differences between a regular weekend and a sprint one, which will hopefully be helpful to you with our first sprint race coming up in less than a week at the Chinese Grand Prix. So what is a sprint race? I call it a fun-sized Grand Prix. While a Grand Prix has to be at least 305 kilometers, a sprint race is a third of that. A minimum of 100 kilometers rounding up to the next lap is required. That means that the maximum time for a sprint race is also decreased to 1 hour, down from the 2 hours given for a regular Grand Prix. Episode 9 goes into the length of a Grand Prix more in depth, both time and distance, if you want more info. Sprint races are fairly new, having only been introduced in 2021. They were introduced at three circuits that had generally higher chances of overtaking, meaning not just more racing, but more specifically, more exciting racing packed into a weekend. They scheduled three again for the following season, and then for 2023, the FIA changed the regulations to bump the maximum number of sprint races up from 3 to 6. We had 6 last year and we'll see 6 again this year. Brazil will be back for its 4th year running, meaning that they have hosted sprint races from the very first year that they were introduced. Austria will host their 3rd sprint race, while Austin and Qatar will each host their 2nd. Which brings us to the newcomers, Shanghai and Miami, where we'll be seeing sprint races for the first time at these circuits. And how do they fit that all into an already jam-packed race weekend? They take out 2 practice sessions. A sprint weekend starts with the first practice session as usual, but they replace the 2nd practice session with the sprint qualifier, and the next day they replace FP3 with the sprint race. So day 1 is the one and only practice session and sprint qualifier, day 2 is the sprint race and then the race qualifiers, and then day 3 is the race. It wasn't always like this. There have been changes to the sprint format every year since they first introduced it. There used to be 2 practices and the sprint session results were used to set the starting grid for the race day. Then they shuffled it so that the sprint and the actual race each had their own qualifying sessions, with the sprint qualifiers, previously called the sprint shootout, and the sprint race happening on the same day before the Grand Prix, meaning the qualifying sessions for the actual race happened 2 days before that race. The most recent change for this is that they moved the sprint qualies up to the same day as practice, and then the sprint race to the morning of day 2, which moves the Grand Prix qualies to the last session of the day before the race. This makes so much more sense to me. I mean, that change in the schedule makes more sense. Me reading all of that out to you might have not made sense and made you more confused, and if so, there's a link in the episode description to a graphic that will hopefully help. Similar to the main race, the drivers must participate in at least 1 practice session. So having only 1 practice session means that the driver must be present for that one or risk not being able to race in neither the sprint nor the Grand Prix. In addition, the loss of 2 practice sessions means teams are under more pressure to get the data they need in 1 session in order to get the setup correct. Parc fermé conditions apply once the first qualifying session begins. French for closed park. Parc fermé conditions mean that the teams are limited to the changes that they can make to each car setup. I'll go on about what the restrictions are in a summer episode, but in short, practice sessions give them information on how the car is going to fare during a race. With only 1 practice session, teams often don't get the information they need to set the cars up properly. Enter the 2023 Texas Grand Prix, where Lewis Hamilton went from earning 18 points to earning none at all when he was stripped of his 2nd place finish, when his car was found to have excessive plank wear that was in breach of the FIA regulations. Also stripped of points was Charles Leclerc. This came as a shock to the team, as the single Friday practice had shown no indication that plank wear might be an issue, so they opted to keep his Ferrari at the same height for the remainder of the race weekend. It's hard to say if things would have been different had this been a regular race weekend with 2 extra practice sessions, but with 0 points each, it obviously wouldn't have hurt. As usual, I'm still not over it. And to add even more pressure, sprint weekends mean there are even more points on the line. Similar to the sprint race distance being a smaller version of the Grand Prix distance, the point structure is as well, with 8 points for first place down to 1 point for 8th place. No points are awarded if the race is suspended before 50% of the race distance is complete. This differs from the main Grand Prix, where points are prorated based on distance completed, with the minimum being 25% of the race. In case you missed it, episode 8 goes into the point structure and how they're awarded. The sprint race start differs a bit to to the regular race start in that it is a little bit more condensed and only allows for one recon lap prior to the formation lap. Another difference from the main race is the pit stop requirement. Drivers must do at least one pit stop in a Grand Prix, while there's no requirement to pit in a sprint race. This means that drivers have to be on point with their tire management because they'll need them to last for that entire 100 kilometers or suffer falling far behind the pack if they're forced to pit. Tying into this is another difference. Drivers are allotted 12 sets of dry weather tires, better known as slicks, which is one less set than regular weekends. Practice sessions eat up tires like crazy as teams try to extract data on different sets. So with two practice sessions being taken out, they have changed the rules to take away one set of fresh tires. And for the sprint quali specifically, they have to use certain tires. Unless they opt to go out on intermediates or wets, they can only use one set of mediums for each of the first two sprint quali sessions, and the third sessions must be done with softs. There are changes to the intermediate tires that are available to them as well, but since inters are so rarely used, I'm going to skip this part. But if your curiosity is killing you, you can check out section 30.5.f of the regulations. And lastly, the press conferences change. The top three qualifying drivers for the sprint race do not have a mandatory presser. However, the top three finishers of the sprint race do. And that's pretty much it for differences, friends. Both drivers and fans have differing opinions on the addition of sprint races. Even with the aforementioned 2023 Texas debacle, Charles Leclerc still welcomes the sprint format as another outlet to release his competitive spirit. Each year, he has voiced how much he enjoys it, that three practices, while good for informative purposes, can get boring when nothing's on the line. Max Verstappen sits on the other end. He has contrasted the sports of racing and soccer, or football for my listeners across the pond, stating that soccer hasn't needed to change the format or invent things to make the sport more entertaining. He's even gone as far to say that he gets no satisfaction from winning a sprint race, that his goal is the race on Sunday. Fair enough, because really, what are 8 points when he's used to winning 25 points, right? As a fan imagining the drivers' perspective, I feel for them and tend to side with Max on this. With there being 24 races as is, adding 6 sprints on top seems like a lot. However, if we take that out of the equation because they earn millions of dollars to do this and we look at my viewpoint strictly as a fan, then I love sprint weekends. An extra quali and an extra race to fill my cup, 2 for the price of 1. Even if it means that some weekends it's gonna be twice the disappointment and depression for this Delulu fan. I'd love to know what you guys think about sprint weekends. You can hit me up on Instagram or Threads. By the way, I'm kind of really in love with the F1 Threads community. I only have a few followers, but I'm loving the daily interaction there. Those are my people. Sorry, yeah, Instagram or Threads at Formula 1 plus 1, all spelled out. And please hit follow and rate my podcast if you enjoyed this episode. It means the world to me, gang. Thanks for hanging out today. Take care. And as the checkered flag waves for this episode, we thank you for tuning in. Whether you're listening from the grandstands or your living room couch, we appreciate you spending your valuable time with us. Tune in next time for more fun. Don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss out. Catch you at the next pit stop.